Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your real illuminating moment. Genuine and truly committed followers of the Holy Messiah, it is becoming increasingly more difficult to resist the temptations of the world. It is even more contestable for saints of Yahweh to keep themselves free from the stench of paganism, idolatry, and sexual immoralities. The wicked one had made brazen insolence against God entertaining, socially acceptable, and religiously pleasing. The world and all of her religions, devices, and powers have made evil seem good and good appear to be evil, even to the point of getting saints and sinners to join together to offer the Holy Messiah, who is God, a pagan fabricated birthday with pagan paraphernalia, idolatrous figurines, and other damnable and blasphemous practices. They even offer an imagined nativity scene in honor of the Son of God's virgin birth, but God forbids us to make any image of Him. It is hard to resist the overwhelming influence of the world and her many false faiths and sexually perverted immoral society norms. But resist we must, because there are no coward soldiers in the ecclesia of God. For greater is He, that is to say the Holy Spirit, in us than he that is in the world. The worldly wise and academically credentialed preserves and defends their evil masters' doctrines, practices, and religions. The religiously pompous and deceived defends their own Christianity and religious delusions of salvation and their blasphemies against God and nature. Surely the world has been deceived by Satan, as foretold in Holy Scripture, the righteous are scarcely saved. The whoremonger and the whore celebrate Christmas, but no one keeps God's eternal moral commandments. Yet they wish you a Merry Christmas. The fornicator and the adulterer keep the Christmas spirit, but they do not seek nor desire the Holy Spirit. Yet they wish you a Merry Christmas. The drunkard and the vulgar make merry together in celebration of the earthly birth of the Messianic Savior, but they will not come together to seek the Lord for their salvation and repent of their sins. Yet they wish you Merry Christmas. Christians and church folk were shopping the same stores and standing the same lines to purchase merchandise and gifts to give to each other in recognition of Christmas, but these same believers can't worship together on the holy seventh-day Sabbath of the Lord, obeying the fourth commandment, nor do they agree to have the same mind as Christ, but they subscribe faithfully to their own churches and interpretations of faith. Yet, they wish you Merry Christmas. The whole world has socially and legally endorsed homosexuality, lewdness, fornication, adultery, divorce for any reason, the murder of the innocent and the unborn, the slaughter of lives and the destruction of nations for the cause of democracy, that is to say demon-crazy ideologies and capitalism, and they willingly exchange the truth of God for the lies of Satan, celebrating idolatrous pagan festivals like Christmas, Easter, Halloween, and Valentine. The whole world has rejected God's holy standard of sexual purity and his institution of family and marriage, yet they wish you Merry Christmas. Well, I wish that they would wake up and smell the brimstone and sulfur and repent. How can the disobedient, detestable, vulgar, immoral, lewd, drunken, cowardly, and every vile thing that God abhors wish the Lord Yahweh and his holy Messiah a Merry Christmas? How can Satan and his demons offer the holy Lord an unholy day as a day to celebrate his virgin birth? How can the true followers of the one true holy Messiah continue to promote and participate in a festival that the Lord doesn't recognize as his birthday and forbids to be celebrated by his children? How can we continue in Satan's lies and deception when we have heard the truth of the gospel and experienced the glory of the Holy Spirit, if indeed indeed we have been gifted by God with the authentic Holy Spirit, how can we say that we love the Lord and do not keep his commandments, but observe faithfully the traditions and pagan feast days and holidays of idols and demons? How? Wake up, people. Time is short. The Lord's return is imminent. He's coming back for faithful souls who have neither spot nor blemish. Our God is holy, and his house must be holy also, prepared without even the taint of paganism, demonic doctrines, immoralities, and vulgarity. He is coming back for souls who have been cleansed by the washing of water through the blood of the Holy Lamb. And for those who can hear the voice of God, I say unto you, repent. I'm O.W. Prince, and this has been your real illuminating moment. Keep looking up.
#, power, purpose, on the O.W. Prince Ministries Broadcasting Network.